Pine Gap, the controversial intelligence gathering facility in Alice Springs, remains shrouded in secrecy and for decades has been a source of contention. Community groups continue to hold fortnightly vigils outside the US military base, protesting the rising conflicts in Gaza. 40 years ago, activist Bob Boughton began these protests. Today, he continues to raise awareness of ongoing concerns, reflecting on the facility's evolution through changing times. He spoke with The Wire's contributor, ACCC's Kate Lyons-Dawson, to share more.
Yes, well, Kate, Pine Gap has been considerably expanded in the last 40 years. But it still has the same basic function. It's a command, control and intelligence facility for the US military. I think people may know that when it was first built, people were told it was a space research center. But it operates as a ground station for geostationary satellites that suck up all the electronic signals from any particular part of the world that it's focused on. And the focus right now, obviously, is in the Middle East, with the focus being on Palestine and on Iran. And so the Pine Gap is actually a war-fighting base. It provides real-time intelligence to commanders in the field to allow them to target their weapons at whatever they wish it to, as well as collecting intelligence so that the Americans know what is going on in that particular place. It sucks up an enormous amount of electronic intelligence.
A lot of people have been trying to get that message out about what is actually happening at places like Pine Gap. Why do you think there's been no change over that time that you have been protesting this?
The main reason is that the successive governments of both political persuasions have chosen to see the American alliance as a source of security for Australia. And since this is what the United States wants Australia to be involved in, then we agree. But our argument has always been that it's a very false sense of security. Back in the 80s, it was an acknowledged nuclear target because of the Soviet missiles in those days being targeted towards US bases. Today, it is once again recognized as a nuclear target, as a potential target. So the security that it provides is quite illusory. In the case of any real serious conflict, it could well be increase the insecurity of people in this area.
What would Australia feel that they're getting out of being part of something that is potentially damaging, going to be damaging, damaging for our reputation as far as, you know, what we are doing out in the world, but also damaging us, as making us a target?
Well, I mean, I'm not au fait at the thinking of successive defence ministers, but I imagine that Australia is part of the Five Eyes Agreement, which is an intelligence-sharing agreement with the United Kingdom and the United States and Australia and others. And that intelligence allows Australia's military and defence planners to, I suppose, have some knowledge of things going on elsewhere in the world, so that if we share in that intelligence, then that becomes something that can help our own defence planners. But I think most people would prefer us to be involved in planning for peace rather than for war.
And having watched that over all these decades now, and obviously we've gone from different political parties running the country, is it a case where it doesn't matter who's in charge in Australia, that we are too entrenched in that connection with especially the US, but in the background UK as well?
Well, obviously the reason it continues is because successive governments have thought their main interest to be in retaining that alliance with the United States. But no governments ever did anything unless they were under pressure from social movements. And so in the 1980s, there was a very large social movement around Australia opposing the presence of foreign military bases, not just in Australia, but throughout the region, because these bases are all throughout the Pacific and the Asia-Pacific area. And that movement became, as it grew, it had influence right throughout society. At one point, the Northern Territory Australia branch of the Australian Labor Party was opposed to the base. the Australian Labor Party itself was opposed to the continued presence of the base at one stage. But that movement was never as big as it needed to be to force change in government policies.
Activist Bob Boughton speaking with ACCC's Kate Lyons-Dawson.